Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Football returns to Fenway Park tonight for the first time since 1968. The baseball diamond has been transformed into a gridiron for the Boston College Notre Dame game. Fenway is known for baseball, the home of the Red Sox since 1912. It's the oldest ballpark in the major leagues, but it has also played host to hundreds of football games from high school and college to amateurs and the pros. Here's the 1964 play-by-play of the Patriots' loss to Buffalo in the AFC division title game, played in 4 inches of snow.
Arctic weather in Fenway Park and Boston's ball against the Buffalo Bills in this do-or-die finale. Babe Riley can't find a receiver and is finally snowed under.
To take us back in time, Boston Globe reporter Kevin Paul DuPont joins us. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Sharon. How are you?
Great. So just how far back does football go at Fenway?
Well, it started there only months after the doors opened. It opened to baseball in April 1912, very soon after the Titanic sunk, the same within very few days. And by November, they were playing high school football. In fact, the Everett team played Oak Park, Illinois, in what was considered in its day the national championship of high school football. Unfortunately, Everett got whacked. They came back 2 years later for a game against Oak Park, in a game that was not played at Fenway, and then Everett won that one.
So in a column this week, you highlighted some of the more colorful characters who coached and played and refereed in the park. Could you share a choice highlight or two with us?
I talked to Patrick Sullivan, who was later a general manager of the Patriots, but in those days he was a ball boy. His father owned the Patriots, the original Patriots. Billy Sullivan was the owner. And after one particular game, he was telling me a scenario where Jack Kemp, who we know from political fame, if you will, Jack Kemp in his day was a great quarterback, and he was quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. And after the game, Jack Kemp is lingering, talking to some of the players, and overcomes this Patriots season ticket holder sort of out of the crowd, big guy, broad shoulders, as I say, with a big Irish face, and he comes over to Jack. He said, "You remind me of a friend of mine, and you should be in politics." My friend was Jack Kennedy, and it was at that point that, according to Jack Kemp, years later, said it was at that moment he began to consider politics.
And who was this individual?
That individual was Tip O'Neill.
And wasn't there also an intriguing tidbit with Jesuit college rivalries?
One of the visiting coaches, and Sid Gilman, of course. Sid Gilman was in town for the San Diego Chargers. And Sid, I guess, I wasn't around working when Sid was working, but Sid, let's say, very colorful language. And Sid, during the game, is just really, really giving it to the officials. One in particular was Walter Fitzgerald. And so the game's going on, and Sid's keeping it up. And finally, he starts screaming because Mike Holovac was from Boston College, and Mike Holovac, for years, was the Patriots coach. So Sid's screaming and screaming at Walter, at both refs, but particularly Walter. And finally he's saying, that's right, and I've got to clean up the language. You're giving it to these guys because you're all Boston College guys. So finally, Walter throws the flag. He walks over, you know, somberly to Sid and says, "Listen, I'm not throwing the flag because of your language. I'm not throwing it for anything else. I'm throwing it for one reason. I'm a Holy Cross guy. I'm not a BC guy."
I love that. Well, Boston College does have an interesting history in the park. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, they've played there for a long time. Boston College first started playing at Fenway Park in 1914, only 2 years after Fenway had opened. So from those years, 1914, up until the mid-50s, actually, they played 75 times at Fenway Park. So no strangers to the ballpark. Boston College, through the decades, and particularly in 1942, they were there, and this was the day of the Coconut Grove fire, and they were supposed to celebrate and go to the Sugar Bowl off of a win of over Holy Cross. Holy Cross ran it up against BC, and BC did not go that night to their planned celebration party at the Coconut Grove fire. So, as we know, hundreds, upwards of 500 people lost their lives in the Coconut Grove fire in 1942. the Boston College team very well could have been there, but at halftime, they called up and canceled their reservations.
Well, this is not the first time the Irish have played Fenway, but it has been a while.
Has been. It's been around 50 years now that they haven't been there. And, of course, by and large, football, it didn't disappear from Fenway when Tom Yawkey bought the ball club in 1933. But certainly from a high school standpoint, because there used to be hundreds of games there over the decades. But once Yawkey took ownership, he didn't want the field being torn up as it often would be with football. So the high school games went away. The pros, who of course played far fewer games, if you had a home team, it would only play there six or eight times a year. He tolerated that up until 1968. But by the 50s, early 60s, college football and all football was disappearing. And finally, it disappeared for good with the Patriots' last game there in December of 1968 against Cincinnati.
How is the field set up for tonight's game?
The easy way to explain this is one end zone will be near the third base dugout, and then it runs, of course, 100 yards deep toward right field, so it ends near both right field bullpens.
Kevin, thank you.
Okay, Sharon, my pleasure.
That's the Boston Globe's Kevin Paul DuPont. This is 90.9 WBUR.